Second parak of Yevamos Mishnah Tesa. Maybe give him dinas ayam. Vamos before nechta, before nechta. The Chachamim made a takona that a person who brings a get from overseas in Chutz Laretz, from Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael, he has to say that it was signed in front, written and signed in front of me. It's machlekes amaroyim whether this is to verify the signatures, or also because it's a chashash that it wasn't done lishma. The din lishma means it has to be written on the request of the husband for this wife. That's the din. So a person brought this get, and he said, he should not marry the wife of this person, because we've learned before that somebody's involved in being mater a woman, it looks not nice that he marries her afterwards. It looks like he has a vested interest in the act. If he testifies mace that the husband died, haraktiv, I killed him. Haraknuhu, we killed him, lo yisa ishto. He cannot marry his wife. Now, there's a chiddush over here that even though he says haraktiv, that I killed him, we would say that we don't trust him at all because he knows the mace of Atzma Rashi. He can't say that you're Russian. Even so, this tan holds that we trust him in respect to the fact that he was killed, but not in respect to the fact that he was the one who killed him. That if he says that I killed him, then you don't trust him at all because he owes Eina the Mason Mats in Russia. But if he said Haragnuhu, that we killed him, which is Mashmi, that I was together with those who killed him, but I did not kill him as part of the Chabura. But I let the other ones be Mekai and the Saveyev. Yeah. So in such a case, she can't get remarried. So the bottom line is, we have a Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. If he said a statement that this person died in a fashion that he killed him, Tanakam says, we believe him in respect to the fact that the person's dead, not in respect to the fact that he killed him. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we throw out the Eidos out of court.